Two Tuesdays in October at Centenary kicks off with Dr. Edwin Wilson's lecture entitled The Three Ages of Man, Keats, Wordsworth, and Yeats. The free lecture will be held at Centenary United Methodist Church in Winston-Salem on Tuesday evening, October 22nd at 7 o'clock. For many years at Wake Forest University, Ed taught a course on William Butler Yeats, and his 2009 lecture series at Centenary included the poetry of his favorite Yeats, along with that of Thomas Hardy and T.S. Eliot.
I felt that it was important for me to look at certain issues of faith, and these particular poets presented themselves as antitheses in so many ways. Thomas Hardy, for example, was an agnostic for most of his life, and no longer professed any religious faith, although he had been born in one. Eliot became, in a famous conversion, he became a very orthodox Christian, even though he had written poems like The Wasteland at an earlier time. And W.B. Yeats, I think it's fair to say, and I hope I'm being true to Yeats' criticism, simply remained on a quest. He never made up his mind. I would say that Hardy, to a certain extent, represents doubt. Yeats represents uncertainty. And Eliot represents faith, broadly speaking. Thomas Hardy wrote a number of poems about war, rather famous poems about war, which he saw as not only devastating, but useless. One of the themes that comes up again and again is the uselessness of war in terms of achieving anything permanent or worthwhile. And one of the poems he wrote is called The Man He Killed. Thomas Hardy himself never went into the army, so he never saw military service, but he puts this poem in the mouth of an English soldier who did, in fact, go to the continent and who fought and who killed someone. And this is what Thomas Hardy says in The Man He Killed. Had he and I but met by some old ancient inn, we should have sat us down to wet right many a nipperkin. But ranged as infantry and staring face to face, I shot at him as he at me and killed him in his place. I shot him dead because he was my foe. Just so. My foe, of course, he was. That's clear enough, although he thought he'd enlist, perhaps, offhand, like, just as I, was out of work, had sold his traps, no other reason why. Yes, quaint and curious war is, you shoot a fellow down, you'd treat if met where any bar is, or help to half a crown.
Two Tuesdays in October at Centenary kicks off with Dr. Edwin Wilson's lecture entitled The Three Ages of Man, Keats, Wordsworth, and Yeats. The free lecture will be held at Centenary United Methodist Church in Winston-Salem on Tuesday evening, October 22nd at 7 o'clock. It'll be held in the auditorium of the church at the 4.5 Street entrance. The second lecture, Tuesday, October 29th at 7 o'clock, is titled The Belle of Amherst, Emily Dickinson. It'll be presented by Robin Voyers. Robin is a master at one-woman theater presentations, and she's featured each year at Rinalda House in A Christmas Memory. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.